Earlier this year, Indiana education leaders made a plan to transition three schools out of state takeover and into independent charter schools. Today is a public hearing about those charter applications for Emma Downer Middle School and Thomas Carr and Emmerich Manuel High Schools. WFYI Morning Edition's Taylor Bennett spoke with our education reporter Eric Weddle about how this plan could be in jeopardy.
I'm going to start out by saying this is a very complicated situation.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Let's walk through it step by step and start with some history. So explain why the state took over these three schools 8 years ago.
Well, back in 2011, improving failing schools was a big focus of the Obama administration and here in Indiana. So the federal government provided billions of dollars to help the lowest performing schools increase academic improvement. And here in Indiana, the State Board of Education wound up focusing on five schools, four of which were run by Indianapolis Public Schools and one in Gary. And what they did was they decided to take them over, which means they severed them from the local school district and they hired private companies to come in with the order to turn them around academically to improve them. And what we're talking about today is three of those schools, Emma Downer Middle School, Thomas Carr Howe School, and Emmerich Manuel High School, which are now run by the Florida-based private company Charter Schools USA. And at the time that this all happened, the idea was that this turnaround would happen in just 4 years.
But it's taken much longer than that. In 2017, the State Board of Education wanted to bring the takeovers to a close. What did they do? And then how does that bring us to where we are right now?
Right. So no one wanted the takeovers to last forever. And so the State Board of Education, they ended up creating this panel. Their job was to answer the question, should these three schools, Downer, Howe, Manuel, should they be closed down? Should they be returned back to IPS? Or basically, should they be given to this company who could then go out and get charters and operate them ongoing without state intervention? And that is what a majority of the panel recommended to the State Board. They accepted that recommendation, and they ordered the company to go out and get charters for those three schools.
Right. Well, this is where it can get all complicated. So Charter Schools USA partnered with Indianapolis Public Schools in 2015 to open a new school. And then last week, IPS decided to end that partnership. How does that impact the plan for the three takeover schools to become charter schools?
Right. So the company, Charter Schools USA, one of their concerns about Emma Downer Middle School was they were getting kids, you know, for only 2 years, and they were expected to improve them and increase the academic achievement of that two-year middle school. And they said, if we had these kids longer in elementary school that we could teach them, once they got to middle school, they would do better. So IPS agreed to open up this K-6 elementary school with Charter Schools USA under a special contract. Last week, the school board decided to cancel that, to not renew the contract. And what makes that kind of part of this larger issue of the charters is when the State Board of Education approved that recommendation for the company to get the charters, it was based on the assumption that IPS would renew this contract with the Emma Downer School. So not renewing it is going to force the board to kind of review that one school and kind of see what should happen to it. IPS is expected to ask for the State Board of Education to give back Emma Downer Middle School to the district. If that happens, it could then put in flux the two other high schools, Howe and Manuel, since their applications kind of work together as they would be running a network of schools. If they lose one, could they run the other two?
All right. Well, what are some of the other issues at play?
The big issue is the buildings. There's a law that says if schools leaving state takeover, if they become charter schools, the operator of those charters can purchase or rent the buildings for $1. So basically, that's what they want to do. They want to buy those buildings, Howe, Manuel, or Emma Downer, or rent them for $1 a year from IPS. IPS is against that. They owe millions of dollars on bonds on those buildings and say there could be a conflict with IRS regulations. We're kind of waiting to hear what IPS thinks about that, but that is the company's intention.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Eric.
Sure thing. Thank you.